From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's DEX July 26th, on-chain and off, the five stories setting today's crypto agenda. Let's get into it. First, from BN Crypto, BMX token crashes 46% as Bitmart announces exchange wind-down. Cryptocurrency exchange Bitmart will shut down its trading platform, beginning an orderly wind-down on Sunday. The announcement sent Bitmart token BMX tumbling, with the exchange token posting double-digit losses over the past 24 hours. The platform urged users to close positions and withdraw assets without delay. Bitmart sets a 6-month runway. Before full closure, Bitmart attributed the decision to a review of its operations, market conditions, and future strategic direction. Bitmart has made the difficult decision to commence an orderly wind-down of its trading platform operations. Next, second, from Crypto Briefing. Semiconductors now drive nearly half of S&P 500 earnings growth, and that should make crypto investors pay attention. So 133% year-over-year gains in semiconductors are driving nearly half of the S&P 500's earnings growth in Q2. That's a pretty big deal, and it's something crypto investors should be paying attention to. This concentration of growth in one sector can have a ripple effect on the broader market and potentially even impact crypto markets. The fact that semiconductors are playing such a huge role in the S&P 500's earnings growth is a sign of just how important this sector is right now. It's not just about the tech industry either. Semiconductors are used in all sorts of products, from cars to smartphones. So when this sector is doing well, it can have a positive impact on a lot of other areas of the economy. For crypto investors, this could be worth keeping an eye on because it might affect the overall direction of the market. If the semiconductor sector continues to drive earnings growth, it could help support the broader market and potentially even boost crypto prices. On the other hand, if the sector starts to slow down, it could have a negative impact on the market as a whole. It's also worth noting that the crypto market has been known to move independently of the traditional market, so it's not a guarantee that what happens in the S&P 500 will directly affect crypto prices. But at the same time, the two markets are not completely disconnected, and big trends in the traditional market can sometimes have a ripple effect on crypto. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin. Link in show notes. Up next, third, from Crypto Briefing, Blue Noroff targets crypto users with fake Zoom and Teams meetings, compromising victims in under 5 minutes. So, there's been a spike in North Korean hackers. Blue Noroff, targeting crypto users with fake Zoom and Teams meetings. They're compromising victims in under 5 minutes, which is crazy. Over 100 people across 20 countries have been hit so far. What's happening is, Blue Noroff is sending out fake meeting invites that look legit, but when you click on them, they're actually phishing links that steal your crypto wallet credentials. It's a pretty slick move, but also super easy to fall for if you're not paying attention. The thing is, it's not just Zoom and Teams meetings they're using. It's also other platforms like Google Meet and Skype. They're just trying to cover all their bases, I guess. The takeaway here is to be super cautious with meeting invites, especially if you're a crypto user. Make sure you're verifying the sender and the link before clicking on it. It's just basic security stuff, but it's worth reminding ourselves. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin. Link in show notes. And then, fourth, from Crypto Briefing, BitMEX to shut down after 11-year run that reshaped crypto derivatives trading. BitMEX will cease all operations on September 23, 2026. Ending an 11-year run. Users must withdraw assets promptly as the crypto derivatives. The post-BitMEX to shut down after 11-year run that reshaped crypto derivatives trading appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Next, fifth, from Crypto Potato. the harsh reality of new crypto. Just 7% of major tokens beat their launch price. Hey, I got a minute to fill you in on the state of new crypto. So, CryptoRank just dropped a study on 113 major tokens that launched since their token generation event. The harsh reality is that only 7% of them, that's 8 tokens, are still above their launch price. The median return? A whopping 95.7%. Yeah, it's been tough for these new projects to sustain themselves. Now, there are some exceptions, but even among those that are up, only a handful showed really outsized performance. Take Hyperliquid's Hype, for example. It's up 1,519% from its launch price. But even that's not without its caveats. It was just listed in the new S&P Pantera Digital Asset Index, which is a big deal. The main reasons for these drawdowns? Sell-offs, thin liquidity, and regulatory uncertainty. We've also seen major crashes due to exploits and other factors in the last 2 years. It's a tough market out there, and it's not getting any easier. The study spanned a bunch of different niches, from DeFi to gaming and infrastructure projects. And here's the kicker. Only 7.1% of tokens launched since 2024 are still in profit. That's a pretty bleak picture, but maybe it's a sign that the market's starting to clean house. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Hype. Link in show notes. That's the tape. Stay on chain. Stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.